You're listening to Everything EHC. It's Maceo, and we are doing the final interviews, and we are talking to the on-site staff that stay here year-round, and I have a repeat guest. Introduce yourself.
I'm Linda Fonseca.
Linda Fonseca!
As a repeat guest of Maceo Williams.
That's it. Everything EHC's most repeat guest at this point. I think you've done three or four, maybe. I don't know. I can't remember. We've done so many this summer. Linda, how was your summer?
It was great.
Yeah?
It was great seeing Maceo, and it was great seeing the way I was kid around Maceo. Now, don't leave me behind the Kiva.
Won't leave you behind the Kiva. Epic summer of awesomeness. It was a good staff for you?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, do you have any memorable staff members that you liked particularly this summer that you got along well with that helped you out?
Australians. I liked the Australians. They were really good with housekeeping, especially there was a couple of sessions where we had the sessions leave in the morning and then another one comes in the afternoon.
Yeah.
They were miracle workers. I call them miracle Australians.
They were there with me.
Yeah, I tell you, it was a breeze. We flipped the cabins over, you know. We were done in 3 hours, and I just went, I was done in 3 hours.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. So our Australians were Troy and Tim, and then the ladies were Sally, Tion, Kimberly, and Tess. Were our Australians this year. Good help, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Anybody else? You can think of? Any outstanding staff members this year? How about in the kitchen? Anybody you like working with in there?
Yeah, I always like to watch Dan make the wonders of the lemon bars. Oh, they're so good.
The lemon bars, yeah.
I can't wait to learn to make those, and I'll tell you. Oh boy, people want, then they'll want my lemon bar.
What?
As well as my cookies.
Yeah, Linda the cookie. What's your favorite cookies to make for everybody? What do you like to make?
I like to make chocolate chip.
You like the chocolate chip ones?
The spice, the double chocolate chip.
Well, now you're just saying all of them. Which ones do you like to make?
I like all of them.
Oh, okay, well, good enough.
That's why I mentioned all of them, because they're all come out good.
All good. And you want to do the lemon bars? Is that your next goal?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about the scones? Can you do the scones?
My next goal, you know, like get myself more entrenched in the kitchen.
Nice.
You know, where I can make the breads, like in case something happens to Dan. Right. You know, I don't foresee anything happening to him.
No.
But
just having the knowledge, right?
Right.
Being able to do it?
Yeah, I can step in and substitute.
Linda, tell me what it's like now that the summer's over and you're only just working the weekends. What is, or like for there's only weekend sessions. What's it, how, what does it change for you?
Well, the work is lighter. You know, I have a little more time to go.
Yeah. Take a deep breath.
That's it. And, it's just enjoy the outdoors when I walk through and I can really say, yeah. Oh, I see this leaf growing. I see this weed growing. I'm going to pull it out before it gets too big.
Yeah, gotcha. So you get to enjoy it a little more is what you're saying, right?
That's right.
You're going to embrace it a little bit more. It's not so busy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Do you, it's the same work, but you have longer to do it? Yeah?
Yeah, that's true. And then, like, when I do my cabin preparation, you know, I have more time to do it.
Yeah, because it's longer in between the sessions, the rentals.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And it's usually less people than the summertime, right?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah. So
that's okay, because give me time to breathe.
Yeah. Do you try to stay up here as long as you can?
I try to, yeah.
Is there a point, like, you're going to stay until the holidays and then you go home for the holidays, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that?
Something like that.
I mean, and by what I mean by home, I mean you go back to the city for the holidays, because this is home, right?
This is home pretty much here.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my new staff house, but that's okay.
Yeah, you're going to get a new staff house?
I mean, you know.
In the future?
Future, yeah. I don't know when.
Yeah. And you are going to stick around? You're going to keep working?
Yeah, I'm sticking around. I'm going to see the day it happens.
Okay. You've told me before, including in your movie, that you're not going anywhere. You're going to be here till the day you die.
That's it.
All right. I like it. Okay. So there's a... What else? Anything? How about those San Francisco Giants? We're going into the playoffs.
Playoffs.
Do you watch any playoffs?
Yeah, they're going to the playoffs.
No, they're
to
not.
To the heavens. I mean, to the coffin.
That's all right. My Mariners don't look like they're going to get in either. Seattle's out.
Yeah, well, the Giants, I'm just saying.
Yeah, at the moment. Okay, so are you good? Are you good? You're all set for the off season now? You're in the zone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're good? You're ready for November? We're going to do music and woodworking. I'll be back in November. You want to do another
good.
Podcast?
That's
for
another
that?
Question oh. for you. Okay, when you're going to do music, is it going to be the adult one?
It's going to be adults, yeah.
And are you going to bring back Mars and Venus?
I'm going to try my hardest to get Mars and Venus back
that
up.
That would
here.
Be perfect if that would be my birthday weekend. And I'd love to
November
have
is your
my birthday
weekend? November 9, 10, 12?
That's it.
Oh,
that's my birthday
that's
weekend.
That's your birthday weekend. All right. Well, sounds like it's going to be a Fonseca music party.
I know. But I know it's not going to be focusing on me. It's going to be woodworking and music.
But
so.
Still, there'll be people here to sing you happy birthday for Pete's sake.
Well, yeah, have the music people do that. That'd be really awesome. Sing happy birthday to me. And then,
lots of times.
Yeah,
how old are you going to be? 38? 39? 40? 42. You're going to be...
You got to go higher than that.
You don't have to tell us your age, Linda. It's okay. You don't have to tell us.
Well... It's going to be 60.
You're going to be 60 the weekend that I'm doing music camp? Is that what you're telling me?
That's right.
Holy smokes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, people. Well, we will be doing a birthday everything EHC podcast with our repeat guest, Linda Fonseca, on her birthday in November. So you have something to look forward
yeah,
to.
Yeah, November 10th exactly is my birthday.
Okay. Well, there you go. We will be, it looks like I'll be here for that. That sounds awesome.
Good. And please bring back Mars and Venus.
I will
that
try.
Would really,
Mars
that
and Venus
really
are great
music
campers.
Thing.
We had them here earlier podcasting, earlier this summer.
Yes.
And we've had they have they're legends. They have an impact here. They're legends, right?
That's right.
Okay, Linda. Well, that was a good little podcast. Good way to finish up. Kate and I are getting ready to leave off the mountain and go back to West Sacramento, and it was nice having you as part of our family here for this summer, and we look forward to working with you in the future.
Yeah, November.
November. 60.
And I'll be glad. And I'll be glad to serve you. You know, make sure you're here on time at dinner.
That's it. Eat your salads.
That's right. And the cookies I make for the daytime.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Linda.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, this is Maceo. You've been listening to Everything EHC with Linda Fonseca, legendary EHC camper, volunteer, an all-around awesome person and great friend. Thank you, Linda. This is Maceo. We're going to continue the Everything EHC as it goes. You know the routine. This is Maceo out. I will talk to you soon. Thank you, Linda.